Help you?
Yes. May I speak to Ninda, please?
This is she, Ninda speaking.
Ninda, is it you there? It's Alice. We haven't seen for ages. How's everything?
Everything is fine. How about you?
It's okay. I miss you so much. We haven't met after the graduation, have we?
Yes. Since you moved, we've never communicated with each other. By the way, are you on vacation now?
That's right. Well, Ninda, I really want to meet you. May I come to your house?
Sure, with my pleasure. Why don't you come this afternoon around 2 o'clock? I am free.
Great. Just wait for me, okay?
Okay.
Enhance your horizon through learning English. It's exciting to open the window of the world. Wanna conquer the world? Well, let us learn English in a very, very exciting way.
Hi guys, do you want to be the winner of the world? Just grab your chance, don't waste it. Start from now, let's learn English
in exciting way.
Exciting learning, an exciting way to learn English.
Hi, Sobat Pintar Kreatif. Nice to meet you. How are you getting on? Everything's right. Great. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, welcome to the English audio program. Today, we are learning about how to express our feeling to someone or something. Kali ini, kita akan belajar tentang bagaimana mengungkapkan perasaan kita terhadap seseorang atau sesuatu. So, our topic today is complimenting entitled, You Look Charming. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, kalian baru saja mendengarkan percakapan antara dua orang sahabat lama. Ingat kembali percakapan tadi dan jawablah pertanyaan berikut. Okay, the first question is, how many people are talking? Yes, there are two people. Great. And the second question is, where did the dialogue happen? On the phone. The dialogue happened on the phone. That's right. And the last question is, are they new friends? No, they were old friends. They haven't met for a long time after one of them moved. Very good. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, kedua sahabat tadi bernama Alice dan Ninda. Mereka sudah lama tidak bertemu. Mereka saling merindukan dan ingin bertemu. Mereka membuat janji untuk bertemu di rumah Ninda. Sekarang, mari kita ikuti pertemuan mereka. Sebelumnya, buka LKS kalian Task 1. Pahami perintahnya dan lakukan apa yang diperintahkan. Okay, are you ready? Please listen to their dialogue carefully.
Wow, how beautiful you are. You look so beautiful in your green dress. Come in, please, and take a seat.
Thank you. Well, Ninda, you still look so charming.
Thanks. By the way, what do you want to drink? Cold or warm?
Okay, just give me a glass of water, as usual.
Plain water? But I have some guavas. Let me make you guava juice.
Guava juice? That's my favorite. Okay, that sounds nice.
Here it is. We have a gift for you.
Thanks. The juice is really sweet and fresh.
Thanks that you like it. And would you please try this banana crispy? Mom made it this morning.
What a nice crispy.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, can you do Talk One well? Not yet. Baiklah. Kalian akan mendengarkan kembali petikan dialog tadi. Don't forget to do task 1. On this task, you are just required to put a tick on the appropriate column. If you hear the statement in the dialog, you give a tick in the yes column. Meanwhile, if you don't get the statement in the dialog, you give a tick in no column. Is it clear? Let's try to listen to the dialogue again. You are ready, aren't you?
Hi, Alice.
Wow, how beautiful you are. You look so beautiful in your green dress. Come in, please, and take a seat.
Thank you. Well, Ninda, you still look so charming.
Thanks. By the way, what do you want to drink? Cold or warm?
Okay, just give me a glass of water, as usual.
Plain water? But I have some guavas. Let me make you guava juice.
Guava juice? That's my favorite. Okay, that sounds nice.
Here it is. Guava juice for you.
Thanks. The juice is really sweet and fresh.
Thanks that you like it. And would you please try this banana crispy? Mom made it this morning.
What a nice crispy.
Bagaimana, Sobat Pintar Kreatif? Tidak sulit, kan? I'm sure you can do it. Okay, now let's discuss it. Coba lihat ada berapa kalimat pada kolom yes. How many sentences are there? There are 5. That's great. What numbers are they? Okay, number 2, 4, 5, 8, and 9. You are right. Mari kita lihat kalimat-kalimat apa saja yang ada pada nomor-nomor tersebut. Nomor 2, kalimatnya adalah, Wow, how beautiful you are. Nomor 4,
You look beautiful in your green dress.
Nomor 5, You still look charming. Nomor 8, The juice is really sweet and fresh. Dan nomor terakhir atau nomor 9, kalimatnya adalah, What a nice crispy. Bagaimana Sobat Pintar Kreatif? Apakah jawaban kalian benar semua? Ungkapan-ungkapan yang ada pada nomor 2, 4, 5, 8, dan 9 adalah contoh ungkapan yang bisa digunakan untuk menyatakan pujian. Dengarkan kembali dan tirukan pengucapannya satu persatu. Are you ready? Let's start.
Wow, how beautiful you are. You look so beautiful in your green dress.
You still look so charming. The juice is really sweet and fresh. What a nice crispy!
Very good. You can pronounce all of the words correctly. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, kalian akan mendengarkan kembali dialog lanjutan antara Alice dan Ninda. Buka kembali LKS kalian dan lihat Task 2. Pada Task 2, kalian diminta menemukan ungkapan serupa yang digunakan untuk menyatakan pujian. Tuliskan ungkapan tersebut pada kolom yang telah disediakan. Are you ready? Okay, let's listen carefully.
Nin, who is the one in this picture?
Oh, that's my sister.
How beautiful she is.
She is. It was taken months ago at a dance festival.
Is it a traditional Japanese costume?
No, that's Maternese.
That's a very attractive costume. She looks glamorous. Well, what about the one on her right? Is she also your sister?
No, that's Erika, her classmate. What do you think of her?
She's beautiful too, but in my opinion, she is too tiny for that costume.
That's right.
Is she also wearing sub-matronese costume?
No, that's a Balinese one. What's your opinion?
That's very attractive too.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, dapatkah kalian menemukan kelima kalimat yang menyatakan pujian dari dialog tadi? Baiklah, dengarkan kembali dialog tadi dan temukan kelima ungkapan yang menyatakan pujian. Jangan lupa tulis pada LKS kalian. Come on, let's start.
Nin, who is the one in this picture?
Oh, that's my sister.
How beautiful she is.
She is. It was taken months ago at a dance festival.
Is it a traditional Japanese costume?
No, that's Maternese.
That's a very attractive costume. She looks glamorous. Well, what about the one on her right? Is she also your sister?
No, that's Erika, her classmate. What do you think of her?
She's beautiful too, but in my opinion, she is too tiny for that costume.
That's right.
Is she also wearing sub-matronese costume?
No, that's a Balinese one. What's your opinion?
That's very attractive too.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, apakah kalian dapat menemukan kelima ungkapan yang menyatakan pujian? Oh, sudah. Bagus. Mari kita diskusikan. Apa saja ungkapannya? Yang pertama adalah, how beautiful she is. Yang kedua, that's a very attractive costume. Yang ketiga, she looks glamorous. Berikutnya, yang keempat, she's beautiful too. Yang kelima atau yang terakhir, that's attractive too. Bagaimana Sobat Pintar Kreatif? Apakah kalian mampu mendapatkan kelima ungkapan yang menyatakan pujian tadi dengan benar? Coba mari kita ucapkan kelima ungkapan tadi. Kalian dengarkan baik-baik, kemudian tirukan bersama-sama. Okay, let's repeat them together.
How beautiful she is. That's a very attractive costume. She looks glamorous. She's beautiful too. That's attractive too.
Thank you. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, ada beberapa cara yang dapat kita gunakan untuk menyatakan pujian. Yang pertama, kalian dapat menggunakan ungkapan yang dimulai dengan kata how, diikuti dengan kata sifat yang cocok dengan pujian yang ingin kita sampaikan. Sebagai contoh, how beautiful she is. Betapa cantiknya dia. How clever she is. Betapa pintarnya dia. How attractive it is. Betapa menariknya. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, selain menggunakan how, untuk menyatakan pujian, kita dapat menggunakan kalimat yang dimulai dengan what, diikuti dengan kata sifat dan kata benda yang dipuji. Coba dengarkan contoh berikut. What a nice crispy. Alangkah enaknya keripik ini. What a beautiful costume. Betapa indahnya kostum ini. What an attractive dance. Betapa indahnya tarian itu. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, masih ada cara atau ungkapan lain yang dapat kita gunakan untuk mengungkapkan pujian. Kalian bisa menggunakan ungkapan-ungkapan berikut. Dengarkan baik-baik. That's a very attractive costume. She looks glamorous. She's beautiful. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, dari contoh-contoh tadi, kalian dapat mengungkapkan pujian dengan kalimat yang sudah kalian kenal sebelumnya. Sebutkan orang atau barang yang akan dipuji dan gunakan kata sifat yang tepat untuk memujinya. Misalnya, you look glamorous. Pada kalimat itu, yang kita puji adalah you, kamu. Sedangkan kata sifatnya glamorous yang berarti mewah. Jadi, kalimat tadi maksudnya kamu kelihatan mewah. Jangan lupa gunakan kata bantu yang tepat seperti look, is, am, atau are. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, dengarkan kembali percakapan antara Ninda dan Alice. Sambil mendengarkan percakapan mereka, kerjakan task 3. Pilihlah gambar A ataukah B yang merupakan saudara Ninda. Okay, are you ready? Listen, please.
Nin, who is the one in this picture?
Oh, that's my sister.
How beautiful she is.
She is. It was taken months ago at a dance festival.
Is it a traditional Japanese costume?
No, that's Maternese.
That's a very attractive costume. She looks glamorous. Well, what about the one on her right? Is she also your sister?
No, that's Erika, her classmate. What do you think of her?
She's beautiful too. But in my opinion, she is too tiny for that costume.
That's right.
Is she also wearing a Maternese costume?
No, that's a Balinese one. What's your opinion?
That's very attractive too.
Sobat Pintar Kreatif, which one is Ninda's sister? Yes, picture B. Do you know the reason? She is wearing a traditional Sumatranese costume. Beautiful, and she doesn't look too tiny. Very good. That's the reason. Nah, Sobat Pintar Kreatif, untuk mengetahui apakah kalian masih ingat dan dapat menyatakan pujian pada orang lain, kerjakan task 4 pada LKS kalian. On these tasks, you have to write complimenting expression to express your feeling on something or someone based on the clue given. When you finish doing the task, please submit it to your teacher to be corrected. Don't forget, if you find problems or difficulties, please consult your teacher. Sobat Pintar Kreatif, now time is up, and this is the end of our program today. Bye-bye. Demikian tadi media audio pendidikan kreatif yang dikembangkan oleh Balai Pengembangan Media Radio Yogyakarta, Pustekom Depdiknas. Sampai jumpa. Exciting learning, an exciting way to learn English.